The following has been approved for all audiences by the editor. Thank you for choosing Practical Distributism. The basic premise of distributism is that both economics and politics are subjects of ethics, because both exist to serve the common good. This is different than the usual conservative and liberal dichotomy. Distributism is economics as though families matter. This podcast is an audio version of the main site at practicaldistributism.blogspot.com. If you like this content, please subscribe, like, and share. Now, on to the article. A Road Not Taken by Thomas Stork, published on the 9th of June, 2021. On Sunday, May 8th, 1949, the New York Times published a short article entitled "Vatican Paper Assails Atheism in Capitalism." Consisting of only three short paragraphs, the article refers to an article just published in the Vatican's newspaper L'Osservatore Romano and written by that paper's editor-in-chief, Count Giuseppe Dalla Torre. The Times quotes Dalla Torre that, quote, "Capitalism is atheistic in its structure. Gold is its god," end quote. And goes on to say that the article, quote, "defines capitalism as substantially greedy and says its aim is to dominate because it is never satisfied," end quote. Such an article appearing in L'Osservatore Romano during the reign of Pius XII, conventionally classified as a conservative, might surprise some readers and even lead them to wonder if this could really have happened. But it did occur, and the article in question, La Chiesa Cattolica e il Capitalismo, appeared on page 1 of the May 8, 1949 edition. Those familiar with the social teaching of the Roman pontiffs from Leo XIII on, and even previous to him, know that the Church has never accepted the postulate of most modern economic theories that the economy, instead of being an important but subordinate part of the social organism, must be seen as independent, governed by its own immutable laws such as supply and demand and the alleged universal desire to buy cheap and sell dear. The L'Osservatore article, though expressed in a more hard-hitting manner than sometimes, differs in no essential respect from the other expositions of the Church's doctrine. Dalla Torre begins by referring to the upcoming anniversary of Rerum Novarum on May 15th, and notes that although the Church has been called, quote, "an ally of capitalism," end quote, in fact, capitalism is a, quote, "social disease," end quote, morbo sociale. He defines capitalism as, quote, "the dominion of capital as represented by money and by market value," end quote, and as, quote, "the separation of those who provide the capital and those who contribute to production exclusively by their labor," end quote. Capitalism is a, quote, "true and real cancer of the economy and society, vero e proprio cancro dell'economia e della società," whose diagnosis is exactly identical to the physiological one, an atypical cellular proliferation given to continuous and progressive growth whose action and structure follow its own laws, different from those of normal tissue, and parasitical and lethal, end quote. Dalla Torre continues by tracing the Church's stance against greed and economic sins, beginning with the earthly ministry of her divine founder. Quote, "Faithful to these principles and to similar positions, the Church has long fought through the centuries against this one human passion, the craving for wealth, no less than it has fought against ambition and the abuse of power," end quote. He talks about the despoiling of the working class in the early modern period, about, quote, "the peasant and the artisan," end quote, who, quote, "longed for the lands and the workshops which were under the protection of abbeys, bishoprics, and dioceses, free from unbearable princely greed," end quote. Then he summarizes the attempts of Catholic thinkers during the 19th century to elaborate a Christian program of society. Quote, "All of these efforts made the Catholic banner stand in open and irreducible conflict against capitalism," end quote. He concludes his historical precis with these words, quote, Such is the spirit, the doctrine, and the conduct of the Church towards capitalism, which for Christianity constitutes a sin against nature, like the limitation of births. Capitalism ensnares, takes over, and dries up wealth. That is, it limits the number of those who benefit from it. It impedes the multiplication and equitable distribution of goods, thus interfering with the providence of God who has bestowed them liberally for all men. End quote. Then follow the writer's most severe strictures against capitalism. Quote, even communism as an economic system, aside from all its philosophy, is not the antithesis, is not the opposite, is not against the nature of Christianity as much as capitalism is. Communism also becomes this when it professes and practices atheism. But this is an error within an error. Capitalism, on the other hand, is atheistic in its very structure. Its God is gold, not he who has proclaimed gold as accessible to everyone, be it harvested from the earth or from the factory, from property or from work. Capitalism is atheistic not in a philosophy, which it doesn't have, but in its praxis, which is its entire philosophy. A praxis of insatiable wants, of plunder, of avarice, of arrogance, and of domination. End quote. To say that this article is a vigorous attack on capitalism would be an understatement. But in addition to highlighting the fundamental incompatibility between the capitalist and the Catholic spirit and understanding of society, it also highlights the sad fact that a realization of the opposition between these two visions of society was not widely diffused throughout the Church. Certainly it was hardly known by Catholics in the United States, where the Church's opposition to communism was often seen as an unqualified endorsement of capitalism and all its works. And this is, unfortunately, still largely the case. The idea that the Church has anything of importance to say about the social order is foreign both to most Catholics and to those outside the Church, whether they would be apt to welcome such a Catholic contribution or not. There is even a substantial group of Catholics who explicitly reject the notion that the Church should speak out on questions of economic morality, especially if her voice sounds too socialistic. Pope Francis's strictures against the free market economics in Evangelia Gaudium, or Laudato Si, seem to these Catholics a socialist outrage, even though in comparison with Leo XIII, Pius XI, or Pius XII, not to mention Giuseppe Dalla Torre, they are rather mild. One can only dream, however, of what would have been the result had Catholics in the 1950s been as motivated to champion the Church's social doctrine as they were to oppose lascivious movies. I mean nothing against this latter apostolate, and in fact the sexualization of American society was as much the result of capitalist avarice in exploiting human weakness in order to sell its products as it was of Hollywood's disordered notion of artistic freedom. But unfortunately, this was a road not taken by the Church, an opportunity missed that probably won't come again soon, a chance to stand outside the conventional and ultimately incoherent political divisions of our society, and to offer something so unexpected that it just might have interested people who didn't even have the Church on their radars. But if Catholics ever decide to promote the entire range of Catholic teaching, if we ever tire of being pushed into the box of conservatism or of conventional religiosity, then, whenever that might occur, there is always the possibility that, as Peter Maurin, co-founder of the Catholic Worker, put it, we might blow the dynamite of the Church. Thank you for listening. Practical Distributism can be found at practicaldistributism.blogspot.com. If you like this content, please subscribe, like, and share. If you are able, please consider becoming a supporter at subscribestar.com/practical-distributism or at anchor.fm/practicaldistributism/support.